Good morning.
大家早。
Thank you so much for Pastor James Pastor Yip's invitation for me to come.
非常感谢伊牧师能够邀请我来这里。
As you can hear my voice.
Yeah, 我的声音稍微比较哑了一点。
Last week was a bad week for me.
Yeah, 上个礼拜对我来说实在不是一个好的日子，好的礼拜。
Got a very severe flu.
Yeah, 就感冒了哈，有感冒。
Yesterday I was staying at home for the whole day, lying on bed.
昨天我一整天都在家里躺在床上。
But in the middle of the night,
半夜突然
I felt in my body there was strength there.
我觉得好像我身体突然有了力气了。
I know I can speak today.
我觉得我今天一定可以讲到。
Okay, before I introduce a little bit more for myself.
在我在介绍自己以前
I want to read today's scripture together with you.
我们现在一起来念一些今天的经文
Because I want to use the book of Jonah.
因为我要用这个约拿书
To lead us into some meditation and the word of God.
要我们来一起研读神的话语
Okay.
约拿书
Okay, we can read whatever language you are comfortable.
就是以任何的语言来念
好
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wicked has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where they found a ship bound for the depot. After paying for the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
他对他们说：“你们将我抬起来，倒在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这大风是因为我的缘故。然而那些人竭力上桨，就要把船拧岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发的向他们翻腾。他们便求告耶和华说：‘耶和华啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随自己的意思行事。’他们遂将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。那些人便大大的敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在地上。耶和华的话二次听到耶和华说：你起来，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
约拿便照着耶和华起来，
在尼尼微城，在尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进了城，走了一日，宣告说：再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到至小的都穿上麻衣。
From the greatest to the least.
But the Lord said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
It is, he said.
And when I saw anger of
each, I
died.
But the Lord said, you have been concerned about the plant, though you did not tend to it
and live and spring overnight and die overnight. And shall I not be concerned of the grace of the Lord who reached their reward and 120,000 people? Can I tell the right hand and the left?
And also many animals. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how much you can understand or remember those passages.
Yeah, 不晓得各位能够明白或者记住多少我们刚读的。
Okay, I just want to because this is my first time with you.
因为今天是我们第一次认识各位。
所以呢，我therefore I would like to introduce myself a little bit more.
因为我希望能够自我介绍一下。
I hope this is not the last time.
希望这不是最后一次。
Okay, I've been in mission field.
Yeah, 我是在做传教士。
In a place called Ghana, a country called Ghana in West Africa.
Yeah, 在非洲一个叫做加纳的一个国家。
From
加纳的一个国
家。1988年到1994年。
1994年。
I would like to share a little bit my mission experience or mission resume with you.
我希望能跟大家分享一下我这个宣教的一些经历。
After I work in the mission field,
当我在这个宣教的事工做了一些年以后
at that time I was with WEC International.
Okay, 我是在这个
环
球福音会。
When I went home, I became their director, the executive director from 1996 to 2000.
要从1992年到
1996
到2000年，我是他们的这个
总干事。
Later,
I was invited to serve in the Hong Kong Association of Christian Missions from 2002 up to 2006.
然后接着我是在香港的一个基督徒的或者 Chinese。
香港拆船施工能会。
香港拆船施工能会有2002年到2006年。
And eventually, I moved to my own denomination and start missions for my own denomination.
所以我在自己的教会教派里面，我成立一个自己的
拆会。
拆会。
What I really wanted to see not just to start missions in the church, but how church can be better equipped to do mission better.
Yeah, 我所要事工主要是在不是只是在教会里成立一个宣道，而是要让教会的宣道事工能做得更好。
And now I end up in Global Life and Richmond Center.
我现在是在辅事丰盛中心。
Very close to you.
非常的近。
I hope we have a more cooperation in future.
希望我们彼此能够更好的合作。
This is my picture of my family photos in 1990.
1990年，我的甜蜜家庭。
Yes, you can see at that time I was very healthy. Okay, and 2012, I pay a visit back to Ghana.
Yeah, 12年我回到非洲的加纳去探访。
This is one of the church.
Okay, 这是那个其中一个教会。
You can see they are very primitive.
Yeah, 很简单的哈。
We work among the northern tribe.
我们主要是在北部的这个里面，北部的部落。
They are really poor people.
非常的贫困。
Most of the time they stay in the they stay in those area that only the northerners gather together.
Yeah, 他们这所在地就只有在他们最北边的才会聚集的一个地方。
So you can see church building is also like that.
Yeah, 你看到这个教会的建筑就是这么的简陋。
But this is a much better one.
Yeah, 这是一个其中比较好的。
This one we built it as the first church building.
Yeah, 这是我们重建的第一个礼拜堂。
You can see a small structure.
非常的小。
Can withstand the weather and the you know all kind of things. It's a strong church.
Yeah, 小但是非常的坚固。
The most important church is not building.
Yeah, 最重要的我们教会不是所谓一个建筑物。
It's people.
教会是人。
And also leaders.
主要是他的领袖。
These two brothers.
Yeah, 这个两位弟兄。
James and Paul.
James.雅各跟保罗
Both of them are very dedicated Christians.
非常的虔诚的基督徒
Both of them have become pastor now.
他们现在都是牧师
When we first start,
当我们刚开始的时候
James was working as a gardener with the university.
雅各他刚开始，雅各是一个大学的一个园丁。
那Paul is the accountant.For the government service.
Yeah. 那这个保罗就是一个政府机构做一个
Accountant
会计师。
那 But now both of them have involved in the ministry full time.
然后他们现在是完全的进入他们的侍奉中。
那 This is a couple of Paul.
Yeah, 这是保罗跟雅各。
保罗跟他的太太。
Sorry.
Don't let them know about that. It's okay.
It's not just home. 夫妻，因为实在是这个不是 senior citizen here.
Okay, and this is James and his wife and his their younger daughter.
Okay, 雅各夫妇与幼女。You guys get a big laugh out of there.
Yeah, there's the youngest one have a problem on them, a healthy problem.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is my recent photos. you can see there's an extra one.
Yeah, somebody got married there.
Yeah, my daughter, she got married with the guy,
okay,
you know.
女儿结婚了，旁边是她女婿。
Yeah, he's from Macedonia.
Oh, 他是 from Macedonia.
Macedon.
Macedon.
The country above Greek.
Oh, okay.
So that's our family.
Okay,
this is a brief introduction.
Okay,
let's come back to the book of Jonah. I love this book. I love Jonah. Jonah is such a character. Every time when I read about him, I can see myself from him. I can see Jonah is a kind of representative of all kinds of Christians nowadays.
At
the time, my eye was catched by the slogan of a career company. Later, I found out the English translation for that.
Okay.
Now, the English translation is, we live to deliver.
Yeah, 英文就是 we live to deliver. 中文它林牧师翻译成使命必达.
I was so impressed by this slogan.
Yeah, 我对这个标语我是非常的有兴趣.
You know, the company say we live for something.
Yeah, 这个公司就说我们活着是为了成就一些事情.
If you give us a mission, we will do it. It is our life. In whatever ways, we will complete this task. And then I think, how we Christians have the same mentality in our life. Do we really live for something? The Lord has given us His great commission. But do we take it seriously? If you ever buy a diamond, you know there's people say you need to consider 4 C's.
我们都知道要考虑四个C.
Cut.
就它的切工,
color.
它的颜色,
the clarity.
它的纯净度,
and also carat.
还有它的卡拉，它的大小。The
first one, of course, we don't talk about diamond.
我现在已经不讲钻石了啊。We
talk about commission.
我们讲到神的大使命。We
talk about the commission God has given us.
我们讲到神交托给我们的大使命。Do
we live to deliver this commission?
我们是活着要把这个使命达成。
So I also have 4 C for you today.
我也有四个C。
The first one.
第一个。
Calling.
呼召。
Do we call to do His job? People in this world were driven by one thing or the other.
我们活在世上，人活着是不是为了这个，就是为了那个。
Sometimes maybe money.
有的时候是为了钱。
Sometimes maybe ideologies.
有的是为了理想。
Sometimes because of the pleasure.
有的时候是因为我们的娱乐。
Once Paul said.
Once
Paul said.
使徒保罗曾经说过。
He was driven crazy by the love of God.
他是为了耶稣基督的爱而疯狂。
If we ask ourselves today,
如果我们今天自问，
what is the thing driving us today in our life?
今天是什么动力让我们能够向前直往呢？
You should have something.
我们一定要有一些东西。
Day after day,
每天都必须要这样一个东西。
Within us, to drive us to go forward.
在我们心里。 是一种动力，让我们能够天天向上。
I really want we have a higher calling from God.
我们应该有很高的呼召，从神那里来的一个很高的呼召。
Sometimes we Christians don't think we have calling.
有的时候基督认为，我没有什么好呼召的，神没有呼召我们。
Is it true?
是这样吗？
From the Bible, we all know that God called us to do something. In this sense, we all have calling.
So we all have calling.
We call to be His witness. We all have cell phone. Every time when the cell phone rings, you will try to see who is calling. If I don't see the ID, I won't bother to pick it up.
大概很可能不理他了。
But if God called us,
如果是神在呼召我们
if one day your phone call the ID is God,
有一天你的手机响了，突然那个名字是神在找你。
How do you respond to it?
你会有一个什么样的反应呢？
In 1 Peter 2 9,
我们看到彼得前书二章第九节。
Let's read the English together.
我们一起念英文的，一起念。
然后中文啊。Okay, let's read the English together. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light.
I know I wrote it down here somewhere. Give me a minute to find it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to read my... Is somebody find it? Can you please...
Okay, I think you understand this Bible
okay,
verse already.
Okay, 彼得前书一章，彼得前书二章九节，好吧。Sorry.
唯有我们是什么？被拣选的。
Oh yeah, yeah, wrote it down here.
Yeah.
你们是拣选的族类，是君主的祭司，是圣洁的
国民，
是属神的子民。为要你们宣扬那招
你们
出黑暗入奇妙光明者
的
美德。
So here.State clearly.
I'm sorry.
In this Bible verse, state very clearly.
Oh, 这边就说的非常的明白，非常详细。
We are called.
我们是被神所呼召的。
Called, they said, who called you out of darkness?
他是把你从黑暗里面呼召出来。
We are called to be His witness.
我们被他呼召出来是要做他的见证。
Declare the praises of Him.
Yeah, 我们是要为他做见证。
Therefore, every Christian should have this mentality.
So, 每个基督徒必须有这样的一个想法。
We are called to express His goodness.
我们被呼召是要宣扬他的美跟善。
There's another passage in the Bible.
另外一个是马可福音。
In chapter 5.
五章一到二十。
That story we all know. We all know so well. They talk about there's a man, a demon possessed man in.And Jesus cast out the demons from him. And the interesting thing is, after that, he wants to follow Jesus. And what the interesting thing is, how Jesus replied him.
最有兴趣的一点就是耶稣是如何的回答他。
Instead of taking this man as his follower,
yeah, 耶稣并没有拣选他作为他的追随者。
Jesus asked him to go back.
耶稣反正说你回去。
To go where?
去到哪里呢？
The Bible says that go to your own people.
到你的自己的族人族群。
And tell them how much the Lord has done for you.
Yeah, 告诉他们神为你做了多少的
大事。And how he has had mercy on you.
他在你身上的恩典。
You see, not everybody Jesus asked them to follow him.
Yeah, 所以耶稣并没有说哦，来跟随我吧。
And Jesus even asked him, okay, you don't follow me.
你说不要跟随我。
Because I have another mission for you.
因为我对你身上有个更别的使命。
You go back.
你回去。
Your own people.
回到你自己的人里面。
And then in verse 20.
然后在二十节。
So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis.
所以这个人就回去，开始回到他的城，叫做迪可波利这个城。
How much Jesus had done for him?
耶稣为他所做的大事。
And all the people were amazed.
每个人都非常的奇妙惊讶。
So we can see in these two verses.
所以我们看到这两个经节，我们看到
can give us some hints where to be his witness.
告诉我们说在哪里为他做见证。
To be his To your own people.
到你的族类，到你自己的人
群里。Who are those your own people?
你自己的族类是谁呢？
You can answer yourself.
你自己可以回答这个问题。
Because you know your family is your own people.
很可能你的家就是你的族类。
Your colleagues in the commercial world.
你的同事就是你的自己
的人。Or if you're a student, the classmates.
你的同学可能是你自己的人。
Or in your community.
或者你社区的人就是你。
Your own people.
你自己的人。
But where is Decapolis?
那迪 Decapolis 又在哪里呢？
Decapolis is the meaning of Decapolis is 10 cities.
Yeah, Decapolis 这名就是一个十个联盟的城市。
Therefore, this man does not only restrict himself to his own people.
所以他并不是只是把这局限于他自己的人。
He go much beyond that.
他是远超过自己的人
群。If you look up from the map,
如果你看看地图的话。
You can see Decapolis is a wise places area. This means he go around many places.
Yeah,
that is our calling. Not only to our Chinese. Not only to our community. But much further. To the place that we can reach.
只要我们能够接触到的地方
，You may say okay, so that means 耳湾。
那很可能是耳湾了。
Maybe you say oh, this is California.
或者是加州。
Maybe it's U.S.
或者是整个的美国。
And is it these geographical things restrict us?
So, 没有，我们不是在局限一个地方。
I can tell you not geographically.
不是局限一个地理的环境
，but ethnically，
而是一个种族的各类的族群。
Because so much time, the difficulty is not by geographically。
因为这个不是说一个地理的事情。
Most of the difficult part is
族群不同的文化。
These are ethnical。
Yeah， 最困难的不是地理，而是最困难是一个。不同的族类，不同的人群。
For example, when I was in Africa,
当我在非洲的时候
，when I were among the Africans,
当我是在跟非洲的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
，even their own, they have so many tribes in Ghana.
Yeah, 因为他们有各种不同的那个部落族。
Even they will look down upon the other tribes.
Yeah, 他们有时候会藐视其他的部落族。
They are, to us, they are black.
Yeah, 我们看起来都是黑的。
都是黑的了。But when I tell them I serve this Flavra, the tribe that I serve with.
Yeah, 当我告诉他我是特别在这个某一个部落里面侍奉的时候
，some of them will say, "Wow, that tribe, they are very, 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 very dark."
他们说哦，那个部落哦，那些人很黑哦。
But actually, they are also black.
Yeah, 在我看来，你也很黑。
You know, to them.Black or very dark is not good.
Yeah, 所以对他们来说，如果很黑的话，是不是一件很好、很美妙的事情
？So even for them, stay in the same country. To us, they are all black people, but they also discriminate each other.
Yeah, 即使在一个同样国家，也都是黑人，但是他们彼此间还会说藐视其他的族群。
So you can see, it's not geographically the problem. Is not the barrier. Is not geography.
这不是地理的，真的不是地理的。
It's really in their heart.
是在你心里。
So, can we say evangelism is our ultimate goal?
所以我们说，是不是传道，是不是就是我们最后的目的呢？
If we try to evangelize the whole world,
我们甚至传遍了全世界了。
Then we'll finish the task.
那我们是不是就坐下来？
We'll finish the Great Commission.
我们的大使命就完成了呢？
Is this our ultimate aim?
这是不是就是 the end? 就是完了，结束了。
Of course, if I write it like that, you can see it's not the end.
Yeah, 当然你就知道这不是。
Evangelism is not the ultimate goal.
所以传福音并不是一个最终的目的。
So you will ask, what will be the ultimate goal?
那我们就问他说，那什么是最终的？
Evangelism is the process.
传福音是一个过程。
The process to bring the glory of God.
Yeah, 这个过程的目的，最终的目的是来荣耀神。
So our ultimate goal is to glorify God.
所以我们最终的目标是来荣耀神。
God already being glorified in His creation.
Yeah, 在这个他的创造物中，神被荣耀。
You know, when we open the first book of the Bible.
当我们翻开第一本书《创世纪》的时候
，They talk about creation.
看到神的创造
and every time God say good, good, good.
然后当神做完以后就说神看为是好的
Because in his creation all express the glory of God.
因为他的所有的创造物都彰显着他的荣耀
Have you ever seen this kind of pictures?
你们有没有看过这样的一个图片呢
From this kind of picture you say, wow, Those fishes are wonderful.
很多的鱼好像都蛮好的。
There was an opportunity. I was in Fiji.
我曾经在飞机岛去过。
Fiji在北极。北极。北极。
北极。
Okay, Fiji is in the in Pacific, right? Pacific Ocean. Very nice place. When I tried to, you know, I was not very good in swimming, but at least I would try to dive in and see.
Wow,
just, I can see all kinds of fishes there. So beautiful. And then I have a kind of feelings. Why God create the beauty of this kind of creatures? Is it for me? Is it for me?
是为了我吗?
I will see them once in my life only. I will not meet them the second time. So God created this because of for his own. So that's why in the Bible, you know, the whole world expressed the glory of God. We can see in the creation, glory of God is the ultimate goal. More than that, God also be glorified in the midst of the non-believers. Think about it. In the midst of non-believer, is it true?
这是真的吗?
In the book of Exodus, chapter 9,
第九章,
verse 16,
第九章第十六节,
God spoke to Pharaoh. I have raised you up for this very purpose. That I may show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. God will use even non-Christians. Especially in the time of us nowadays, we have seen so many, you know, political places. They don't believe in God. Sometimes they say, God, remove them.
remove
those people, they don't believe you. Maybe sometimes we pray in that way. But God can work among them and to glorify himself. Even in the life of Pharaoh, God said, your life, I have a purpose. So people can see, I am the Lord. Of course, in the midst of believers. In the midst of us. That when we pray to God, that your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. And in us, we know God can have his will done through us. When Jesus was going to finish his life on earth, in John 12,
28,
he said, Father, glorify your name. That is the purpose of Jesus' life. Although very short, but he fulfilled it. He is going to sacrifice himself and to die on the cross. And this is to glorify God. Okay, I spent too much time on the first one.
Okay,
so I have to go faster.
快一点了,
okay, commitment.
第二个是所谓的,
about Jonah. Jonah had the calling from God.
约拿他是受到神的呼召,
God called Jonah.
神呼召约拿,
and Jonah, what?
那约拿的反应是什么呢?
How run away from God.
他是跑得很快,
when God said, Jonah, you should go to Nineveh. Nineveh is a sinful city. You need to tell them, I'm going to destroy it. 40 days more, and the whole city will be destroyed.
40天以后,
how Jonah respond to God's call?
那约拿的他的反应是什么呢?
Instead of go to the east, you know, from where Jonah was, he go to the east of Nineveh. He went to the south. To the west. To the west is Spain, the southern port of Spain, Tashi. Can be understood at that time was the furthest place he can run away from God. So instead of committed to this calling, he ran away. Commitment to God is the most important thing as Christians. I think many people saw this picture before. Because when, so many times when we read these four spiritual laws, the last part, the chair, formerly, we were the one who sit on the chair. And Christ was outside. Now, because we accepted Christ, and Christ is the master of my life, and I came down. This is the picture. This is the decision. But this is also a history. I say history because sometimes we forgot about that. If you ask yourself today, is Christ still the master of your life? Or you are the one? So many times we forgot about that. And when pastors say about, we should commit ourselves to God. And they think, this will be maybe the deacons and the elders and the pastor will do that. And then we are laymen. We won't do it. If we do it, it will be too difficult. It's too much hardship. And too much sacrifice. And we don't want to commit ourselves to Christ. We just like Jonah. We know the calling. But we ran away. There was a very famous saying of Jason Hudson Taylor. If I have £1,000, China should have it. If I have 1,000 lives, China should have them. Many people stop there and say that, Hudson Taylor loved China so much. The important thing is the later part. Not China, but Christ. Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior? He committed himself. He committed himself not to China, but to Christ. Of course, we need to, all of us should have this commitment to him, to Christ. And also we should commit to the world mission. In John 14:12, Jesus said, those believe in me should do the should do the same work as I have done. And even greater works than this will he do.
Yeah,
so what is the greater works?
什么叫做更大的事?
Now Jesus has done the great work already. But Jesus was restricted in that 33 years. And he only ministered to those people around him. And he said those who believe in him can do even greater. I believe this greater word is the world mission. Just like as a Chinese, I can go to Africa and work among the African. And some of our people nowadays can work among the Roma, the Lomboran, in Eastern Europe. We were so amazed today. We can do so many different things that Jesus would not done before. But he has commissioned us to do it on his behalf. You know, many Christians only want to make contribution. Do you know what is the difference between contribution and commitment? There was a story about a hen and a pig. Both of them are good friends. And there was one day they passed by the church. And they saw a poster. A poster said, oh, we need to renovate the church. To do some renovation. So we need some more money. So the pig asked the hen, what can we do? Should we do something towards this the need of the church? And the hen said, we should do something. Do you have an idea? The pig said, I have no idea. And the hen said, okay, let me think. People like breakfast. So we sell breakfast. We sell breakfast and then collect the money and donate it to the church. What kind of breakfast will people enjoy? Bacon and egg. Bacon and eggs, everybody like it. They say, both of them say, good, we should do that. But after a while, and the pig said, no, we shouldn't do that. Why? The pig said to the hen, to you, bacon and egg, the egg is your contribution. But the bacon to me, it's commitment. I have to die. Before I can make a bacon. So you know the difference between contribution and commitment. Most of us can contribute to the church. But not many will commit to him. The other C is competency. In the first chapter of Jonah, God commanded the fish to spit him out to dry land. And God spoke to him again. Go to this great city, Nineveh. And Jonah was a runaway prophet, and now he became a submissive one. And the city was so big, it took 3 days to walk around. But Jonah only spent one day. And now you can feel with Jonah. Actually, Jonah doesn't want to see the people to repent. So instead of 3 days' work, he just one day. Instead of a long sermon, but he only speak one sentence. He said, 40 days, the city will be destroyed. And that's all. He did not explain further. He did not give the altar call. He just finished. Because he wants those people to die. He knows those people will one day come and destroy Jerusalem. He doesn't like to see that. He doesn't want to see that. But interestingly, the people of the whole city repent. From the least to the greatest. Even the king called a repentance meeting. Why? Because of the life of Jonah. He came back from life. Jonah came back from life. He spent 3 days in the belly of the fish. He's almost dead there. And then came out. His life is like the story of Lazarus. Lazarus also was in the grave for 4 days. And Jesus called him out. He came out. Become a live person. And the interesting thing is, many people come and see him. And the Bible did not record a single sentence of Lazarus. But people see him and believe in Christ. What is the point? Because they see a person who resurrected from death. And now, Jonah is the same thing. He came back to this city. I'm sure the news already spread. Because from the time he was thrown into the water, the sailors already astonished. They came to worship God. They will spread this news to everywhere. So before Jonah came to the city of Nineveh, his name was well known. And he came as a smelly, fishy smell. And people listened to him. God used this guy to tell them. And the whole thing come to the last point. Compassion. Today, we need to finish his job. We live to deliver. We need to finish the job. And the last one is very important. Compassion. This compassion we cannot see in the life of Jonah. Jonah was so much put down by his own theology, nationalism, personal preference. So in the last chapter in this the book of Jonah, God encountered with him. Now Jonah was on the slope of the hill and then try to look down to see how this city will be destroyed by God. He was not happy. Because God forgive them. And then God give, because it's a very, very hot day, and then God let a plant to grow to give him shade. And then later there was a worm and killed this plant. And Jonah was so upset. I want to die. Because what I want to see doesn't happen. And even now the hot sun. What can I do anymore? And God talked to Jonah. This plant, you have no labor on it. You, even because of the plant was killed, you are so upset. And how about 120,000 people in this city? They don't know how to differentiate right and left. Which means they may be not grown up. They are not grown up. So many people. How about my heart? So when we read to the last verse of this book of Jonah, chapter 4, it's an open question. And there's no answer there. It left it for Jonah. Not only for Jonah, but all for us today. 120,000. They talk about Nineveh. But how about the whole world today? So many people in this world. Will God love them? We all know John 3:16.
3:16.
We all can recite the Bible words. But do we really believe it? Do we have the same feelings as God feel with it? So many people. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. God said, it's for my glory. Jeremiah 13:11. All the people of Israel to be my people for my renown and praise and honor. And then Revelation
7:9.
Chapter 7:9. After this, I look. And there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. We can see this picture, the last, the great worship. God expects people from every nation, tribe, people, and language. And then, do we have the same heart as God? Calling. We all have it. Do you commit to it? And then, do you have the competency? This competency is we experience His saving grace in each one of us. The last thing is compassion. Have the same heart with God. May God give us the same heart that we to finish His job.
愿神都让我们能够与他同心来完成他的大使命。